When I was in high school, back in the dark ages, there was math and then there was calculus, the really scary stuff. Well, maybe it still scares some people, but not science writer Jennifer Willett. The title of her book says it all, The Calculus Diaries: How Math Can Help You Lose Weight, Win in Vegas, and Survive a Zombie Apocalypse. Steve Paulson was just a tiny bit skeptical.
Before you wrote this book, were you afraid of math?
Oh, yes. Lot of math anxiety. I was a former English major who, just through a weird twist of fate, ended up becoming a science writer specializing in writing about applied physics. But I managed to avoid math. I had a lot of anxiety around it. I'm definitely that person that sees an equation and just goes, ugh, I don't want to deal with that.
So what did it take for you to get through your math phobia?
I think the big thing was taking the math out of a classroom. I think that what you learn in the classroom is more rote mechanics, and that's very important. But it's like practicing your scales if you're learning to play the piano. You certainly need that technical proficiency. You can't be a good pianist without it. But if that's all you ever do, you will never go on to compose your own symphony. The way that scientists, for instance, use mathematics is as a modeling device. They look at the world around them, and they find interesting questions to ask, and then they say, how can math help me answer this question? That process is what I ended up doing without realizing I was doing it. I looked for math in my everyday experiences and said, where is the calculus? What are some questions I can ask in this situation that calculus can help me answer?
So in your daily life, where does math fit into things?
You know, it's interesting. Everybody says, well, you know, what can math do for me? I was certainly that obnoxious teenager in high school geometry class that said, are we ever going to really use this in real life? Why do I need to know this? Because it just seems so irrelevant. I wish what someone had told me was that what math teaches you is how to ask interesting questions and model the world around you. It's a lesson in critical thinking. And I think it does have practical purposes. I mean, certainly you have to understand basic concepts in mathematics that do deal with calculus, things like compound interest and supply and demand and things like that. If you're just even running, if you're a single parent and you're running a household, it is really helpful to understand those things in order to manage your finances.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to back up for a moment because I also was an English major, and yeah, it has been a long time since I ever took a math class. And I will say that, you know, when I'm trying to help my kids do their math homework, boy, it is sometimes a stretch. What is calculus?
Calculus is simply a very basic tool to study changing quantities as they relate to each other. So if you think about it, it has two ideas, the derivative and the integral, and the derivative measures a rate of change. For instance, how fast your speed might be changing over time. What the integral does is it looks at that rate of change and it says, okay, if I add up every little piece of that over time, I will get, say, a final position. What it is a tool to transform one question into another question. It's a translation tool. If you think about if you're on a roller coaster, I think the example I used was Space Mountain. You can't see where you're going, but you can feel it from the effects of your acceleration. So you know your acceleration. You can actually, there's an iPhone app that will tell you what that is. You can take essentially two separate integrals in order to get to transform it into a mathematical function that will tell you your position at every point. You can retrace your path.
Now, you mentioned trying to figure out compound interest, for instance. Tell me how this might work.
Well, you have to think about what you're adding. I mean, I think most of us understand the basic idea of interest. We don't understand how a simple 1% change either way, for instance, on a mortgage, can end up costing you a lot of money. And it's how this interest is calculated. It's actually important whether it's calculated by day or by year, because what you're doing is you're adding up little bits over time. And as you add interest, your total amount changes. It accumulates. So you end up earning more interest as that base salary grows.
And it's also so if I'm thinking about refinancing my home mortgage, for instance, what should I know based on the principles of calculus?
You need to look at how your interest is computed. You need to ask yourself, first of all, what's the percentage rate? Is it worth doing? If the percentage rate is even 0.5% lower or a full percent lower, it might be worth doing, because you could end up over, you know, a 15-30 year mortgage, you know, saving like $10,000. Is that worth it to you? And you need to measure that against what it's going to cost you to actually do the refinancing. You also need to look at how it's computed, how the interest rate is computed. Is it computed by day? Is it computed by year? And kind of see what difference that makes. It teaches you to ask the right questions and be a little smarter about what you sign. And actually, gambling in Vegas is the same way. I mean, I think a lot of people don't understand how the casinos make so much money, which, you know, I think in craps is a 1.42% edge. That's the house edge. That's all it is. It's enough to build an entire city out there in the middle of the desert.
Tell me about that. So if I go to Vegas, want to play craps or something yeah. else, I mean, what should I do or not do to be smart about this?
There's certain bets that you can make and certain strategies that you can employ to ensure that you lose money as slowly as possible. And sometimes if you hit a probabilistic sweet spot, you can actually win money. We played craps for about an hour. We took an introductory class and they opened up a low stakes table. We ended up walking away with about $150.
So you played for an hour.
But we only played for an hour. Uh-huh. Had we kept playing, and trust me, it was already starting, which is why we left. We were starting to lose. If you play long enough over time, you will lose everything. So you want to bet smart. You want to figure I've got a fixed amount that I'm willing to spend. It's the equivalent, say, of two people, dinner and a movie, and this is what I'm willing to lose. And you bet smart, and you might make a little, you'll lose more. It's kind of a slow bleed, but over time you can have a lot of fun. It's a fun game.
So you're saying that a basic knowledge of mathematics, maybe calculus in particular, will help us in some, mm-hmm. whether it's playing craps in Vegas or figuring out our home refinancing. Is that pretty much it, or are you talking about something more? Are you talking about kind of being competent mathematically as a citizen in this country?
I don't think that I expect all of us, I certainly don't expect me, to be math whizzes, but I think we do need a basic competence. I think that there are certain numerical concepts that we let ourselves be lazy about. Statistics, probability, compound interest are the ones that I think impact us most in our daily lives.
Well, we always read stories in the newspaper about statistics.
Exactly.
You know, some new health study saying, you know, such and such is either good for you or bad for you. And then
and we think they contradict each other because we're not looking at what's actually being measured. We're not really mm-hmm. thinking. We're not really looking deeply. And we don't understand the difference in, you know, how you can measure something one way and measure it a slightly different way and get a completely different answer. How you mix your data is the first question a statistics person asks. And that just seems inherently dishonest, you know, to someone who doesn't know anything about math. But of course, you have to make certain assumptions. You have to shape that raw data in some way. And understanding that that process is, it's very easy to introduce bias. It's very easy to skew the data. You can very easily lie with numbers and make it seem very significant mathematically. We need to be smarter and ask questions and a little more skeptical about the numbers.
Now, the common wisdom is that girls are not as good as boys at math,
yeah.
Whereas girls might be better at dealing with language, for instance. Do you buy that?
I actually don't, and it's interesting because I was told that all my life, or I absorbed that message. And I certainly thought, well, you know, regardless of whether I'm a girl, I know I'm not as good at math. I've really begun to question my notions that I had about innate ability, because I think back to where I became good with words and language. I learned to read at an early age, and I encountered words much, much sooner than I encountered numbers, and I started playing around with them and inventing my own little things and kind of exploring the world of words in a way that I never did with numbers. Of course, I ended up being better at verbal skills. I was doing it more. mm-hmm. What I found is, you know, I'm actually quite good. Well, you know, the more you do the math, the more you work through these sorts of things, you start finding shortcuts. You actually start, you know, it starts to make sense, and you start to play around with the numbers a bit more, and you get insights. And that's really all it is practice.
So why is it that girls have been targeted this way? I mean, sort of where does this come from?
I don't think anyone does it deliberately. I just think it's left over from centuries of just women not, you know, for a long time, they weren't even considered to be as intelligent as men. We've come a very, very long way. And many of the new gender studies have shown that, in fact, cultural differences, if you take away the cultural influence, you do not get the gender gap in math that you see elsewhere. But certainly, it's pervasive.
Science writer Jennifer Willett talking with Steve Paulson. She's the author of The Calculus Diaries, How Math Can Help You Lose Weight, Win in Vegas, and Survive a Zombie Apocalypse.